Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yadalad, later on Daf Chav Beis, describes the plight of the Eved Ivri, and why is it that we pierce the ear of the Eved that decides to remain even after Sheish? The Gemara tells us two possibilities, Machlokes, Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar. It must be that there was something the Eved heard that he failed to internalize, and therefore that demands, that mandates Ritzia. One possibility, of course, is Ozen Sheshama Lo Signo, that he was told not to steal, v'holach zeh v'ganav, he stole, so therefore Ritzia is appropriate. He didn't internalize, he didn't listen to the Dvar Hashem. And the second possibility that no, that Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim avodeihem, and v'holach zeh v'kana adon the atzmo, and therefore, because he secured his own adon, that is why the Eved is subject to Ritzia. Realize that's a very significant machlokes. If it's because of Ozen Sheshama Lo Signov, that's limited to cases of the Nimkar Bignevoso, the Shita of the Chachamim. Not in a case of Mocher Es Atzmo, only a case of Machru Bezdin. If you assume Kili B'nei Yisrael Avadim, that would apply to a case of Mocher Es Atzmo. He chose to have an Adon, and therefore that demands Ritzia, the machlokes Tanoim. But either reason that one adopts, the machlokes of Chachamim, that of Rabbi Elazar, one could raise a very simple question, the timing of Ritzia. Imagine a person steals, and therefore, yes, he violates the Dvar Hashem. I would have expected that Ritzia should be done immediately, right here and now, pierce his ear. We'll ask you, why are you doing so? Ozen Sheshama, Lo Signo. And that's not the case. Years later, he serves for Sheish. All of a sudden now, v'ratzos ozna v'matzeh v'avod l'yolam, and David turns to me and says, why are you piercing my ear? I say, what do you mean? That ozen sheshama lo signov. And he looks, lo signov? When did I violate lo signov? Well, remember years and years ago, before you became an eved, you stole, therefore the tzia is done now. It seems so surprising that there should be such a lapse between the iser of lo signov and the act of ritzia. You know, imagine if I'm going to call you to task for something, I'm going to say that, you know, this is what you did when you started high school. Now, years and years ago, right now, this is an appropriate time for, you know, it's a braisa maseches smachos, that helkeu miyad oshtok, that the consequence should be immediate. It shouldn't be something that trails years and years later. This is a kasha of Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin writes something which is incredibly profound, and that is, of course, the onus is immediate. The onesh for lo signov is avdus. The fact that immediately, the nimkar b'gnevaso, he was sold as an eved, that is considered to be the onesh. But you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you any measure, onesh, yisurim, any consequence, you know what you have to do? You have to take a step back, and step one, just recognize that it's an onesh. No? You know, there's a hakara sachet, there's a vidui, there's a kabbalah, tshuva. Recognize that this is an onesh. You know what the tragedy of the Eved Ivri is? What was intended to be an onesh of avdus became an ideal. Oh, all of a sudden the avdus is up, he has an opportunity to leave, and no, he refuses. Ahavti asadam. And therefore, that's something which is tragic. Sometimes you can condition yourself, you can get so used to an onesh, it becomes an ideal. And Maral Diskin writes that when that happens, Rachman Litzlan, it's necessary to have a new onesh of Ritzia. Because the first onesh, obviously, didn't serve its purpose. It wasn't even viewed as being an onesh in any shape or form. That's the Chiddush of Maral Diskin. I would just add very simply, this is not only about Eved Ivri. I'll tell you, this is true of Golos, of a Golos of Chesed. You know, in earlier generations, the Nesivis, the very beginning of his Haggadah Shel Pesach, it was obvious, that golos is an absolute onesh. The oppression, the suffering of Klal Yisrael was clear. No? Umipnei chata eino galino me'artzeinu. A great challenge when you live in a golos of chesed and you have every opportunity, so you know what? That tragically, you can distort, you can confuse an onesh with an ideal. And if I ask you, you know, how important is it to be mitzvah of Yeshua? And to do everything that you can to change the current circumstance. You know, if we were living under dire conditions, I think the answer would be very different than it is for us, because it's easy to be very complacent when you live in a galus of chesed. But if Rachmana Litzlan, that somehow we flip and we see an onesh as being an ideal, that why be mitzapel Yeshua? After all, what more could we have than what we have now? Every opportunity, freedoms and liberties and the like. Rachmana Litzlan, it's as though that we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that we need a dire onesh of galus in order to recognize that the sechezen and eilu b'shulcha l'tzion barachamim. And therefore, that's a lesson, I think, which is incredibly profound, b'zman hazeh, that recognize that galus is an onesh, it is not an ideal. Of course, you have to be grateful for the many, many chasadim, but nonetheless, never confuse that this is the destiny, the idyllic existence of Knesset Yisrael. And what if you assume the other possibility, that ozen sheshama kli b'nei Yisrael v'avodayhim? So therefore, very simply, you have a person who's mocher es atzmo. So you know what? Ritzia. And if he asks me that, why are you piercing my ear? Very simply, because you just sold yourself as an eved. No, we don't do that. Years and years pass. All of a sudden now he just wants to remain an eved. So ritzia because he wants to remain an eved. Becoming an eved, no ritzia. Remaining an eved all of a sudden, like that's dire, that's absolutely inappropriate. Why should you pierce the ear of Kli B'nei Yisrael Avodim Avodayim when it comes to remaining an eved, not when it comes to becoming the eved? And perhaps the answer is very simply as follows. Let's look at the psukim. A person goes ahead and decides to become an eved. Okay, you know, that's not great. No, I would take the person aside and I would tell him that, you know, that's not the appropriate thing to do. Mocher es atzmo. But if I were to ask him that, why did you do so? What was your mindset? What was your consciousness? What was your motivation? You know what the Torah says? Ki yomo chachicha. The guy was desperate. He was down and out. No, he was distraught. He was fraught with despair. His back was against the wall. You know, reason after reason after reason that, you know, he decided to become an eved. I would say, no, that's not appropriate. But you know what? That has little to do with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of a sudden, years of avdus, and a guy decides he wants to remain an eved. And I kind of turn to him and say, why do you want to remain an eved? Guess what? He no longer says, ki yomo chachicha, because I'm distraught, because I'm experiencing depression, because of despair, because of anguish, my back is against the wall. You know why he wants to remain an eved? Ahavti es Adoni. All of a sudden, what began as ki yomo chachicha, all of a sudden now, because ahavti es Adoni, he wants to remain an eved. That is when the Torah declares, that's Kili B'nei Slava. Meaning, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are we an Eved? Of course we're an Eved. No? Of course. Lo kein avdi Moshe b'chol beis yin emonu. The greatest accolade is to be an Eved Hashem, an Eved Hashem. But if I ask you, where does that avdus come from? From despair? From depression? Your back is against the wall? Of course not. No? In the Pasuk in Mishpatim, on Naseh v'nishma, Naseh v'nishma. Look in Svarna. Svarna writes, who says Naseh v'nishma? You know, a thinking person would not typically say Naseh v'nishma. You're asking me to enter into a business arrangement? Let me assess it, and I will tell you what my answer is. The answer is yes, without knowing. You know who says Naseh v'nishma? The Svarna writes, an Eved. An Eved says Naseh v'nishma. An Eved doesn't have a right of refusal. An Eved can't exercise discretion. An Eved is going to say yes to them regardless of what he's asked to do. Okay. Not this avdus. Rashi. You know, on Purim, Shavuos, we learn Shabbos, Peches Amud Aleph. It's always important to turn the page, no? Because the top Rashi, Peches Amud Beis, right? So you know what Naseh v'nishma is? Kederech ha'osim me'av. You know who says Naseh v'nishma? An Ohev. An Ohev says Naseh v'nishma. If you want to describe and display a midas ha'ava, you know what the answer is? Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. And that's an unusual relationship, a convergence, a confluence of avdus and ava, avdus and ava. That's not true when it comes to a basar v'dam. We don't associate avdus with ava, but not when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko k'eved neman karasadah. The simcha of being an Eved Hashem. But that's unique when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That simultaneously, you can be an Eved and you can be an Ohev. And I've pointed out in the past, now the an incredible radak, and Tillim, we say it every time in Hallel. But now, take a look at that radak. Kuf tezayin tezayin in Tillim. The radak points out that ana Hashem Oshiana, ana Hashem Aslichana. How do you spell the word ana? The radak writes aleph nun aleph. But what about earlier? No? Ana Hashem kini avdecha. Aleph nun hey. The radak is bothered. Why is it spelled ana aleph hey? The radak writes that realize these are very different meanings. That aleph nun aleph is pleased. That's bakasha. Bakasha. That's Hoshiana, Aslichana. Aleph nun hey, the radak writes, is Hoda, it's Hoda. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ano Hashem kini avdecha means we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of being an Eved. But that's something that's remarkable. That's only true when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's a shiluv, the convergence of avdus and ava. That cannot be toward Abbas Evedah. So therefore I tell you very simply, a person becomes an Eved because of Kiyom HaChicha. What does that have to do with Kvi B'nei Yisrael Avadim Avadayim? We're an Eved Hashem because Kiyama Chachicha? Certainly not. And therefore, there's no Ritziyah. All of a sudden, no, the sentence is up. He has an opportunity to leave. And all of a sudden, Ahavti Yisadoni. Avdus and Ava. The timing is exquisite. That's exactly when we turn to the Eved and Son. Now, that combination, that Shiluv, that is only Klape Shmaya. And this, I will tell you, is the mission statement of Avinto. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as an Eved Neman, for all aspects of the Dukei Mitzvahs, all aspects of Amelus and Hasmada, but as Rashi writes, Kederech Sheosim Me'av. This is not something that we do because, look, we have no choice, Schar Onesh. This is something we do as a result of the Midas of. One last point. Ooh. There's a Tosis Menachos, Daphim Gilim Abeis. If someone were to ask you, what's the significance of Tefillin? You know, you tell me, Brachas Daf Yud Aleph, the tefillin represents a pe'er, it's a crown. And Av Yom Rishon, Rachmanu Litzlan, is not allowed to wear tefillin, Percha Chavosh Alecha, the Pasuk in Yechezkel, that know that it's an adornment, it's a jewel, that's what tefillin is. If tefillin is a jewel, what exactly is talis? What is a talis supposed to represent? You know, Tosis writes, Menachos Mem Gimel, talis is a beged of avdus. Talit is a beged of avdus. Every Eved wears a certain clothing that associates him with an Adam. And our beged of avdus is tzitzis. It's a talis. Unusual. You wear your talis and your tefillin. On the one hand, you adorn yourself as a ben melech, and you wear a talis as you are an Eved. When was the last time you saw an Eved wearing jewelry? The answer is an Eved Hashem. Both are absolutely necessary. But here we'll tell you maybe somewhat of a stira, but I think not at all a stira. You know, are you obligated to wait tefillin? Absolutely yes. No? Mamish a mitzvah chiyuvis. You don't have a choice. What about when it comes to a talis, an easy out? No? If I don't don a big adult kamfos, I am not chayiv in tzitzis. You have to kind of opt in. You have to opt in. And I would tell you superficially, that sounds a little odd, because I would say that the avdus should be mandated, and the pair should be discretionary, and exactly the opposite. The Torah insists that you have to wear tefillin, and the Torah tells, well, if you opt in, then you're chayiv in tzitzis. L'chora, that's the answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us that we see ourselves as a ben melech. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyochol requests that we see ourselves as an Eved. Because if someone asks you, why are you an Eved Hashem? The answer is not. This is something that I opt into, ahavti, and that's the greatest sense of the Midas Ava. A person is bedafka going to wear a big adat kamfus for the opportunity to wear big day avdus. That's ana Hashem kini avdecha, the hodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that opportunity, and that's shiva. That's absolutely critical to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Eved Neman, the Sforna, Nasev Nishma. But Rashi, Shabbos Peches, Kederev Shiosim Meyam.